teaching us to see life through the eyes of other people we might not understand, is one of the functions of art. And with me are two UTEP students, Damian Dena and Rachel Gomez, who are both performing in UTEP's presentation of The Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East, which will be opening at the Studio Theater next Wednesday. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is a very interesting production. Can you tell me a little bit, give me an overview of the plot of The Fever Chart?
Well, it's three different stories that have some fact. I guess they're almost true accounts. I mean, they come from facts.
Mm-hmm.
But these three accounts fall in three different lives in the Middle East. And what else?
You're
can
in
say
all
about
three
it?
Visions. So and I don't know if you want to talk about
three.
The first one, and then we can talk about the second one together.
Yeah, the first one, I don't want to give too much away, so that way people mm-hmm. can watch it and won't then be surprised. But yeah, I play an Israeli architect to redesign a zoo that was torn down by Israeli army, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just other two characters, which is played by Rosie Sanchez and
Frank.
Frank. Frank's a soldier looking out for the zoo, and okay. Rosie's a mother looking for a daughter
mm-hmm.
and has come across the zoo that has been torn down. And it's an interesting first half. The second half is
We're in it together. It's called Between This Breath and You. And I play a nurse who I get this encounter by him. His name is Morid Gamal. Mm-hmm. And I think sort of he's a terrorist because he's Palestinian, and Palestinian right. and Israelis don't get along.
Mix.
We're
mm-hmm.
kind of at war with each other. So I
yes.
think maybe, is he going to bomb my clinic? Is what's going to go on? And he keeps being persistent that something's wrong with him. And I try to check up on him. And then he brings that I'm carrying his son's lungs because I have cystic fibrosis. And
it's an interesting second part. It's
yeah.
kind of heavy.
Well, yeah, the theme's definitely heavy. And
yes.
that puts a burden on you as actors to convey the message and, mm-hmm. and keep the audience engaged. Tell me a little bit about your acting experience thus far. How different is this for you?
I feel like for me in the past, I have never played as strong of a character as
mm-hmm.
Tanya, because I've always played, you know, the woman in distress or, mm-hmm. you know, the very young, innocent young girl. And this one I feel like is a big leap for me since I'm playing this very strong. She says what's on her mind. And it was a huge obstacle for me, I thought. But I had fun exploring it.
Do you get a greater sense of the seriousness of your craft?
Yeah, I mean, this one is actually, I've had to use everything that I've learned over my years here at UTEP, because I've been in numerous productions, and this is like, this role, these roles, actually, because I'm playing three roles.
Yeah, you're Shlomo in one.
Morid is the second one, which
Kamal,
is us.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one's Ali, which is just me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be talking, it's just me on stage talking to the audience, basically. And I've had to use every single thing that I've learned for each of these roles, because each of them are different people, and each of them are very different in the way they view things, the way
mm-hmm.
they, even the physicalization of all three of them are very different. And I've been wanting to do something like this, like something very, I guess, hard hitting, very,
yeah.
very heavy.
It's pushing. It's really pushing you. And is there a point as you've experienced this production? Then it's what you were touching on, Rachel, about the importance of what you are conveying. Was there a moment where that hit you in particular?
Yes. I didn't want to come off as fake or trying to be someone that I'm not. I didn't
mm-hmm.
want someone who is Israeli or any part of the Middle East to be like, oh, well, I don't believe anything that she's saying, or it doesn't look like that she's ever suffered a day in her life. Or I just didn't want to offend anybody, I guess,
mm-hmm.
with my actions on stage.
But the play does have like political undertones to it. It's not political whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's three stories about three people and their lives, and it's very interesting that it could go that way, but it doesn't. And our director like Lupe Campos. She's very, very good at making sure it doesn't do that, conveying the real message about people trying to connect with each other.
And maintaining a balance and keeping things unpolitical is
yeah.
There's an art in that alone. Well, this playwright, an award-winning playwright, Naomi Wallace, apparently employs music, prose, and poetry. How? Explain.
A lot of our language that we use in the play, some of it's poetic, and I can see
it's very pretty. It rhymes, kind of.
Can you give me a little slice? Give us a taste.
You are wrong, Mr. Kamal.
I am certain.
You can prove nothing.
I can't speak to my son.
You are out of your mind.
I'm a father. A father can speak to us on the matter of circumstances. You cannot prevent it.
You can speak to your son? What? Use my ear as a telephone? Like this? Hello? Hello, Ahmed, this is your father speaking. How's the weather in there? Oh my, it's raining.
You are a tough nut.
Interesting exchange. Interesting exchange. And your accents. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
It's a lot, yeah. We've been working hard because we work with one of our new professors.
Yeah. She's a voice and movement teacher, and she's been helping us with the accent.
Rebecca Rivas. Rebecca Rivas. She was a former student here at UTEP, also MFA.
How nice.
And she's been helping us a lot.
She's been working with all of us on the accents.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you have something very special to offer us. My guests today are UTEP students Damian Dena and Rachel Gomez, who have risen to the challenge of being part of the Fever Chart, Three Visions of the Middle East, which is opening at UTEP's Studio Theater on Wednesday, November 14th. And it will run six shows, I believe, Wednesday through Saturday, the 14th through the 17th at 8 p.m. And then Sunday, November 18th at 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. The tickets range from just $7 to $9. For information, you can call 747-5118. Thank you so much to you both for coming in.
Thank you
so much.